Welcome to Your Word for Today with Pastor Billy Burke.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. Today, our pastor has a special word.
Hi, welcome to Your Word for Today.
Now, here's Pastor Billy.
Let's go to our Bible study, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, verse number 6, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, he doesn't say what it is, he just says, for this thing, I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This is such an amazing passage of Scripture because it reveals, you know, within the great apostle himself that he was a man anointed. He was a man carrying the glory. But he was still a man that was very subject to the elements, the conditions. You know, I mean, he suffered many setbacks physically, emotionally. But because he was an overcomer, you know, because he himself wrote these letters, I am more than a conqueror. Well, how can you conquer if there's not something to conquer? You know, how can you be a giant killer if there's no giants to kill? You know, so really, the fact that we are human living on a planet Earth, that we have these natural laws and of gravity and et cetera, and we have these five senses, God moves in our life, grows our faith, so that we're never earthbound, you know, that we're never bound to these natural laws alone. We have them, but we can exceed natural law. Mary had a baby without the component of a man because God overshadowed her. He overshadowed laws of physiology, you know, so that she could have a baby supernaturally. That's what God does when he heals, when he delivers, you know, when he throws down favor. God can overshadow the laws of work, the laws of seed time and harvest time. God has the ability to do some of the most amazing things we could ever hope or want for. And what I want to talk to you about today is this story right here. Because when you read this story, the Apostle Paul was saying he had been so blessed. He had been to the third heaven. He had seen things that he couldn't even hardly speak about them. They were that wondrous. And because of that, he believed that this thing, it's called a thing here in this chapter, was allowed to buffet him, and he didn't want that thing buffeting him. So he prayed three times that this thing that was buffeting him, a messenger from hell, from the devil, this messenger, whatever form of torment that was, it was buffeting him. And three times he prayed, and three times it didn't go away. Listen to me, three times he prayed. Three times. This is the great apostle. And it didn't go away. I'm sure you've prayed about some things. I'm sure that our viewers today, our precious partners today, and I'm sure you prayed more than three times and you're still facing the symptom of that. You're still facing a portion or a piece of that. Something is still manifesting that hasn't completely disappeared. And the second part of this chapter simply says after three times and it didn't go away, that the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul. Actually, it was Jesus that spoke to Paul in red letters in your Bible. Spoke to him and said, you know, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. It seems like when you read this story, at least for me, all these years of being in the ministry, preaching sermons, reading this, hearing what many other great preachers have commented about this, it seems like this chapter comes down to two choices. Either you get a miracle, or you end up, you know, being given the grace to handle this, to bear it, whatever this is. So if you're a person that's hooked up to machines or in a wheelchair, or you're a person that's connected to therapy of some form, chemotherapy, interferon, there's a drug called interferon that they connect you to. So many of these therapeutic remedies, you know, medication, so many conditions that many would like to be healed from and have believed for that and have had prayers for that. And it seems like that when it comes down to whenever there is no manifestation over time, it seems like that people fall from category number one of hoping and believing for that miracle, and they fall into the category over here that God's grace is sufficient. And it's almost like a resigning. At least that's the way I've heard it preached. If you don't get that miracle, then God will give you grace to bear it. And seeing so many people in so many different sad, sorry forms of life, you really realize, you know, I guess that's maybe what that could mean. But something happened to me, and I began to see some unexplainable, horrible cases, from paralysis to cerebral palsy to mongoloid babies to people that couldn't talk, couldn't see, didn't have any ears. I began to see these miracles take place right in front of me. I began to see people, no stomachs, grow stomachs. You know, no forms of breast because of surgery, grow back breasts. I began to see this creative side that the Bible so clearly talks about. The Bible talks about these creative miracles. The Bible talks about if you can believe. Now, I'm just a proponent where I think every single word in these pages has, what's John 6:63 say? My word is spirit and life. Not just the stories that we prefer, not just the books that we like to hang out in, but the whole manuscript, or all 66 books, even the ones you hardly read, are full of life. And it means that as long as you're somewhere near the promises of God, and that it permeates, it exudes, it screams that there's hope for you at any age, no matter what your gender is, your color is, or even what your political persuasion is. God's bigger than all of that. Yeah, He really, really is. And when I began to see these creative miracles, I thought, well, you know, what about this chapter here, where it says, my grace is sufficient, meaning you either get a miracle or you have grace to bear it. But I have to tie that into the rest of these other verses. I have to get an aerial view, you know, of a bigger picture that these verses have to tie into all things are possible, if you believe. Mark 10:27. Now, we could get into that some one of our other teachings. Today, I just want to say to you that you can believe, and that no matter how long you have been in a forbearing stage. See, I think what God is saying here is that, yeah, He prayed three times on this particular day or this particular season and in this particular case, and three times nothing happened, so grace was keeping him. But there's other places in the Scripture where God didn't keep them from going into the furnace. He kept them first in the furnace, then He delivered them. He kept Daniel in the den first, then He delivered him. He kept the Israelites in Goshen, then He delivered them. In other words, it's not uncommon for God to allow some form of a keeping stage, a sustaining period. There's, you know, God is so amazing, His amazing overall plan, that He does choose at times to work outside of our time frame. And I would never surrender to the fact that just because something didn't happen in these first few prayers, that now somebody had to resign completely and just, well, God, he at least he has the grace of God and it's going to be perfect. I don't think that's what that is saying. I think, yeah, it's saying that, but I believe it's saying that for a season, because our God is a God of intervention. This is one of my favorite. Has to be so many cases that looked completely impossible. And yet God showed up and showed off his wonder working power. A man in Puerto Rico, I prayed for, he was 99 years old, 99. He couldn't walk without apparatuses, and he was sitting on the front row. There was, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 people there in that meeting. I just walked off the stage and I said, "Sir, what do you need here today?" He was elderly. I didn't know he was 99. He said, "I want to be able to walk without my braces." I said, "Well, that's great." But I said, "How old are you, sir?" He said, "99." I said, "99." I said, "Don't you want to go to heaven someday?" And he said, "Billy Burke, as long as I'm alive, I want to be healed." He said, when I pass, of course I want to go to heaven, but right now I'm still living." 99, still wanting a miracle. 90, think about that. 99, still wanting a miracle. And so I touched him, power went on him. He came off. He just was running all over the place, and he was so happy. And I just said, "Wow, 99, and it could seem like that was over, that he would have to settle into this category here that Paul was talking about. 99, just be trusting his grace to keep you. Yeah, keep you until the day of deliverance happens. He kept the Israelites for 400 years. 400 years, and deliverance came. See, we got to be careful that we don't go by and base our decision on what something looks like, what something seems like. 400 years, and then the day came when he said, "I heard their cry." I said, "Lord, you heard their cry. Didn't you hear their cry, 300 years ago or 200 years ago? Why did you hear their cry 400 years later?" He said, "It's because it took 400 years for their cry to get vertical. They cried to themselves. They cried to each other. They complained and cried about the situation. But," he said, "400 years later, their cry became perfected, and they realized, I am their only way out of here." And it touched me. And then I found a man named Moses. And then that day of deliverance. I see this. I see it, and you see it. A girl in Toronto, Oksana, her name is, had throat cancer so bad. We can give you her story if you request that. I'll make sure you get a copy of that. The cancer had eaten out her voice box, her larynx. I mean, not only was she terminal, but she could barely, you couldn't even understand her speaking. It was such a whisper. She came to a service we had in Toronto. Power of God touched her. Then she came back the next month. We were going there monthly at the time. And she came 11 months in a row, 11 times in a row. That's what her story is. And on the 11th time, I'm not sure what the number 11 means, but the 11th time, something broke in that whole cancer, voice, larynx, throat, esophagus. She began to speak. She went back to her doctor, and he said, "What did you do?" And she said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's completely restored. Where'd you get the voice box?" Because you see, what happened was, she didn't quit. We've got to be careful that we just don't think, well, it seems like I'm never going to walk. It seems like I'm never going to have a voice again. It seems like I'm going to die at a certain age. There's always people around you that are going to comfort you into that place. Now, if that should happen, hey, we go right to heaven. Hey, in my Father's house are many mansions. Don't let your heart be troubled. But listen, God doesn't want one light to leave here. Yeah, but the Bible says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints." Do the Hebrew study on the word precious. is the word costly. God wants every one of His people to be here as long as we can be here, living out our days, shining the light, pouring out the salt, releasing our testimony, holding forth the word of life into this dark and perverse nation, being a part of an end time revival where the latter and the former rain come together. I mean, where the rain falls so hard that it stings it as it hits your frame, you realize this is a rain from heaven. Oh, we're living in exciting, exciting times. But I don't believe God wants you out here that because you've had prayers, because something hasn't manifested just yet, and maybe it's been longer than, maybe it's been more time, more than just three times. Maybe it's been, you know, it's been years. And maybe you've had prayers of oil, and maybe you've been baptized into Jordan. Maybe you sleep with the prayer cloth. I don't know at all. There's so much that we can attach our faith to help us stay in that line for the miraculous. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I'm telling you, His grace will keep you. But never keep you to quit. Oh, that is so good right there. He doesn't keep you to quit. He wants you to do what Zechariah says, become a prisoner of hope. Right in the book of Zechariah here. It means as long as you continue to put pressure, not on the Lord, but every time you praise Him, you put pressure on the yoke. Every time you forgive somebody, you put pressure on the yoke. Every time you give God the glory for keeping you. Your healing hasn't manifested completely, but boy, your testimony is He's keeping me. It could be worse. I trust Him. Every time something like that comes up and out of you, it's pressure on the yoke. Every time you give an offering, every time you could spend that money on yourself, but instead you write that check out and you put that in the kingdom soil, puts pressure on the yoke. Every time you remember 10 years ago, a year ago, 20 years ago, and you remember where God found you, you remember the miry clay you came out of, you remember the new song you put in you, you remember how bad you were, not for long, but just long enough to know, I'm not that man anymore. I'm not that woman any longer. Something amazing is, I've ran right into amazing grace. And it was more than a song. It was more than an instrumental. It was a living, loving, liquid love, a person. His name is Jesus. I tell you, this is what I believe about this story. Yes, it is, you go for after that miracle. And yes, if it doesn't happen after three times or 3,000 times, His grace is sufficient, but never to quit. God doesn't give you grace to quit. He doesn't give you grace to be evil. He doesn't cut some slack so that you could backslide. He doesn't cut you some slack so that you could just forget about it and just, you know, recklessly trust Him. He gives you some slack. He keeps you so that you get into a place of such uncontaminated trust, where you realize the only way out of this wheelchair, the only way out of this blindness, the only way out of this completely devastated bankruptcy, my only way back into pure love versus perverted love, the only way I can get back there is because I believe all things are possible. That verse in Mark 10:27, I think it's one of those verses that kind of supersede other laws. This is good. I like this. He prayed. And God said, my grace and your weakness perfected. It doesn't say he didn't pray anymore. It doesn't say he never got help. This was just a chapter in the apostle's life. Hey, we have some chapters in our life. We have some issues. But aren't you glad today that if we stay faithful, if we keep pressure not on Him but on the yoke, what's the Bible say? The anointing will break that yoke. Steady pressure, my friend. That's your word for today. Steady pressure. Keep that pressure on the yoke. And if you've shifted over into here, if you've moved out of praying for a miracle and you've shifted over into being kept by grace, get ready to shift again, because there's a miracle coming to your house.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813-287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.